Talkers, on to another one. If you guys can, please like, share, and subscribe here on Instagram. You can share it to your stories. I would greatly appreciate it. You can follow me on Spotify, like, subscribe to it, turn on your notifications, leave a review, leave a comment. Same thing for YouTube. Please like, subscribe, share. I appreciate it. Slowly but surely, the views are going up. Just trying to work this thing out and kick out the kinks and try to get better at this every day. So I was reading, and on my phone, I have an Android. There is a slide on one of the home screens that brings up a list of articles, things going on, you know, things that the phone's algorithm has basically said, you may like these things. So it brought up something pertaining to the new union agreement for UPS. I decided to read this article because I had heard about it on the PBD podcast and decided just to see what it was all about. So the article is by Fortune Magazine, so it's Fortune Magazine's website. The journalist or writer, whatever you want to call her, her name is Chloe Berger. This woman is in her early 20s, kind of did a little light digging into her, just wanted to see what kind of articles she writes. So, the headline of this is UPS drivers' new $170K per year deal shows that unions and Joe Biden may have just saved the middle class after all. It proceeds to go on talking about the union agreement and said salaries boosted from $145 to $170 annually include benefits, according to data shared by the shipping company on a recent call. And as she continues to go on, giving nothing but props to Biden and talking about his dog and his love of ice cream and all this other nonsense, job sites Indeed reported a 50% surge in searches for UPS or United Parcel Services within a week of the new contract, Bloomberg reports. Continues to go on, talking, basically going the Biden economics, an opposition to the former President Trump, but also the Republican hero Ronald Reagan, the one-time union leader during the last Hollywood dual strike, who decades later slashed taxes for the wealthy as part of what is known as a trickle-down economics. Tax breaks for the rich help the rich, and of course, but data has progressively mounted that they didn't help the middle class, whose wages stagnated for decades, barely keeping pace with inflation. Okay, so continues to go on talking about it, historical record lows, it's a rich recession, just a lot of interesting comments, a lot of interesting stats, things that when you actually look at the data, forget the political sides of things, forget if you're conservative, you're liberal, you're Republican, you're Democrat, you're an isolationist, a globalist, whatever the fuck you are, forget all of that, forget feminist, masculine, forget all that. Let's just talk straight goddamn data. When you're looking at the data across the entire board, when you're looking at the data that's coming out across Bloomberg, the New York Times, all jobs reports, the economical reports, studies on the jobs reports, and right now, as of July, the economy added 187,000 jobs, roughly the same as June, down from where May was, down from where April was, down from where March was, down from where February was, and a dramatic plunge from where we were in January. So, a couple of factors go into these things, a couple of factors go into the jobs report. One of the big factors that goes into it, it does not report people who have stopped looking for jobs, people who have fallen off the system, people who are now on welfare, people who have completely removed themselves from the job market. And the big problem with this is the jobs report also will not talk about jobs that were lost, say during COVID, and then those positions were refilled, or those jobs were put on furlough, or those jobs were eliminated for the time, or because of supply chains and all these other things. It does not talk about job replacement. It just talks about new jobs. And a job that had been a position previously, say you were a waiter previously, restaurant closed, somehow was able to get the funds to restart, and that owner loved you so much, so he brought you on back. You going back to your job is considered a new job for the jobs market. That does not actually mean it is a brand new job. It is just filling in a place that had been there previously. So, that being said, going back to the point of the $170,000 position for UPS, I am all for people making money. I am a capitalist to the fucking core. Make your bread, baby. Make your fucking bread. I'm all good for it. I want everybody to thrive, be rich, be happy, successful, feed your families, lavish your families, take care of your families, just earn. What this young woman is not realizing, and what I think many of the people who pay attention to the economy, or what they think they're paying attention to, don't seem to understand or realize the fact that those costs will be pushed onto the consumer. Who is the consumer that uses UPS? The middle class. The middle class, for the most part, wages are stagnant. Yes. The middle class continues to try to support itself. The middle class continues to try to survive as the cost from inflation, for whatever reason, I don't want to get into that bullshit, as inflation continues to rise, as interest rates continue to rise, as the Fed continues to raise the interest rates, cost of goods, commodities, everything that we utilize as the middle class continues to rise. But our wages are stagnant. You can see reports coming out across the board on what food shopping is turning into. Food shopping, people are buying less. People are buying less healthy choices, less sustaining choices, a lot more unhealthy choices due to cost. And the middle class is getting squeezed in every direction. So now if we are going to increase the price, because that salary cap is going to be paid for by you, the consumer, we pay more. Your Amazon packages, watch Prime shipping sooner or later die, because yes, Amazon is doing a lot of its shipping. It's not doing all of it though. You'll end up seeing a lot of these small market people, these little shops that are on Amazon, eBay, things like that, charging dramatically more for the shipping. And then you're going to start wondering, is it worth even buying this fucking thing? Or should I just buy it from the big box stores, the Walmarts, the Amazons, you know, not the mom and pop shop, the guy who's in his basement selling things online, whatever it may be, doing it as extra income, kind of a side hustle, if you will, for lack of a better word. This affects us. Great. Wage went up. Congratulations. Happy for you guys. This is great. I see this, though, as a longer-term problem and a bigger problem in the fact that it's just another sign of increased inflation, increased costs, increased taxability, increased issues on the actual interest rates and everything like that. I'm happy for these people that they're making more money. But we're not seeing the big picture here, folks. This is a sign of a long-term pain that's coming towards us. You know, we keep propping up different companies. We keep propping up the banking industry. We keep propping up all these things that all these banks that got bought out by Chase recently, all these little banks that have gone under in the last year being bought up by the larger banks. It's a consolidation. It's a consolidation of wealth. It's a consolidation of power to the big wigs, for lack of a better word. And great, these people are making more money, but that cost, again, is going on to you and me. And if you and I are not making more money, sooner or later, to maintain these wages, to maintain these salaries for these drivers, they're going to have to start cutting some guys. They're going to have to start cutting the guys who are okay. These are cutting the guys. He's getting a little old. He's up there. He's putting his kids through college, but he just doesn't move as fast as he used to. The days of being sympathetic towards your fellow humans and those who are in the industry and in your line of work, maybe the leeway is going to be not as good. Maybe it won't be so understanding. If they're paying you $170,000 a year and you're 5 minutes late to your delivery, well, Billy, we're going to have to let you go. You just didn't meet the quota. And they have grounds to do that. They're paying you $170,000 to deliver packages, which, granted, is a fucking hard job. I'm not downplaying that. Please, don't misunderstand me. But the median income, last time I checked for the United States of America of a two-person family, was just shy of $60,000. You got this one driver making triple the median income. There are going to be consequences. There are going to be demands placed on these people. There will be a domino effect of these things coming down the chain, of these things coming down upon us, the consumer, upon us, those who are interested in shipping it. Your packages of $10 for a parcel, maybe they're $20 now. Maybe they're $30 now, because the company is going to keep its profit margin. I fucking promise you that. Being in an industry of sales, it being in an industry that it deals with shipping of parts, of maintaining profitability, they're going to get theirs. Doesn't mean they're going to pay you. Doesn't mean they're going to pay you the same. Doesn't mean they're going to be understanding of things. Doesn't mean that they're going to accept all these liabilities and leeway bullshits that, quite frankly, many of us on a day-to-day basis get away with. That extra lunch break, that longer lunch break, that I'm calling out because I need a mental health day. Fuck your mental health, because guess what, buddy? You're making the money. Get back to fucking work. I know for a fact in my industry, the fucking top producers don't give a shit about mental health days. They keep fucking grinding because of the income that we can make. That's going to be expected of these drivers. Oh, your back hurts, Sam? Sorry, Sam. Get on your fucking truck. I just... The narrow view of many of the Gen Zers, if you want to call it, even my generation, the millennials, the short-term view and the inability to understand business, to understand economics, not to understand financial situations, I really don't get it. And you know what? Maybe it's because we're not educated on it. You know, we got to learn about fucking the he's, they's, and them's, but let's not go through an accounting class. Let's not talk about taxation and the way your taxes work. Let's not have a class on running a business and being independent and being a small business and being able to do those things so we understand our own fucking economy and that surrounds us. Everything that surrounds us, your deli on the corner, the gas station, the Taekwondo studio, the fucking gym, the movie theater by you, the Chinese food place, the Thai place, the pizza place, all these things are small businesses that end up increasing their costs when they are charged more. When they're charged more for shipping, your local pizza place has to get cheese, pepperoni, dough, flour, all this fucking shit delivered to them. And if the trucking company has to pay more to get their goods to make the packaging, guess who that's going on? The pizza guy. Who's the pizza guy going to fucking charge it to? Because he's still got a family to feed, still has to make a certain amount of money. So guess what? That slice of pizza from when I was a fucking kid, which was a dollar, I know that sounds crazy. Now it's like fucking $7. I don't even fucking know. I just swipe my card, pay for it, and move on. All I know is that family pizza night has turned from a fucking $20 a night quick thing to fucking almost $70. Because the fucking cost keeps rising. We're in a situation where the economy has not been allowed to fall. And I don't want it to. But our economy is so propped up and lifted and filled and just inflated with nonsense, so much bloat to it, that we have a cancer and we don't know what it is. We're saving everybody. We're not letting businesses crash, fail, learn, rebuild, reassemble themselves and come back better and more efficient. I'm sorry, but if you're in an abusive relationship and the abuser keeps hitting you, keeps cheating on you, keeps drinking into blackout moments, keeps verbally abusing you, but you save them every time and they go, "Won't do it again, sweetheart." That motherfucker's going to hit you again. That motherfucker's going to wait till you're calm, wait till the right moment, and then, bop! Calling you curses again. Calling you out. Hitting you. Abusing you. It's just the way, the nature of an abusive relationship. And our economy right now is an abusive relationship. We are all lazy. We don't build anything we want. We're going to end up like that fucking movie, the kids movie. I can't remember the exact one. It's all the fat guys in the hover devices. And they're all just blah, 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 in hover chairs fucking eating and consuming and just moving and playing video games. We're moving towards that. The United States of America is moving towards that. But then those of us who want to be in shape, those of us who are aggressive, those of us who are masculine, those of us who prosper, those of us who are independent, we're the bad guy. We're the fucking crazy people. We're the ones who want to build up businesses, want to support our local communities, and we're the fucking bad guys. But meanwhile, you're making 170 grand, and when people start losing their fucking jobs and people start losing their home because they start getting fired because they're not maintaining the status quo that they need to be at, guess what? Biden did it, though. I'm sorry, but it's all a game. It's all a game. It's rigged against all of us. We keep voting in the same idiots because the same idiots keep voting for these people. So many people, and I understand this because of me getting involved locally, do not understand the system we are in. Do not know who they are voting for. They like the name. They see a couple commercials and I like that one. Do your due diligence, people. Do your research. Learn. Become educated. Educate your damn self. Learn about the economy. Learn about structures. Learn about systems. Learn about way interest works. Learn about supply chains. Learn about running your own fucking household a little bit better. But the fuck do I know? All right, fuckers. Thank you again. Like, share, subscribe. Thanks again. Later.